Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a truth terrorist. I'm a knowledge gangster. I'm a black history hitman. I'm a lie killer, urban gorilla. I gotta be a roughneck.
Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers. And fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment, trying to make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay,
free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here, fuck coin tail bro.
Show,
they got me started, lying hearted, I'm the new Mufasa. And I'm all about Umoja, first in Gruz Usaba. Let's bring back the black families, we need our father. Single mama, son and daughter, that's root of the problem. Wise up, we wise up, unity so powerful. Black banks, black schools, black on black power moves. You telling lies, if you think this shit won't be televised. Black power, be scared guys, they be standing there like they paralyzed, huh? We say fuck the system, cause we above the system. We keep ARs and pistols, shotguns that's worth a crystal. But that's for self-defense, make sure we have no issues. Be sure to leave it at the door if you have it with you. This for them freedom fighters, that lost their freedom. Until they freedom, we screaming carpe diem. This for the general, King Khalid Muhammad. We gon' make your day a holiday, I fucking promise.
Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment, tryna make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay,
free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here, fuck coin tail bro.
RBG, 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 RBG. My sisters, my brothers, the council, the elders, yeah, that's really all I need. We suited, we booted, don't do it, you stupid, we head to the armory. Black woman and goddess, regardless, my heart just don't fuck with misogyny. Bullshit, I don't tolerate it. Melanated, so you gotta hate it. Barack fucked up another conversation. Trump finna get inaugurated, damn. Unify or die, nbpp.org.
First and foremost, the new Black Panther Party, no other Black Panther Party, we are not violent. We are for self-defense and self-determination. The most violent group in this country are the police. What is taking place by the police department to black people across this country is ethnic cleansing and genocide. It has escalated since the day that Barack Obama was inaugurated in 2008. We have a people who are only 13% of the population, yet we make up 80% of the prisons. We have 50% unemployment rate in the black community, and it's actually even more than that because they're not counting our people that are in the prison. The 13th Amendment says you cannot be made a slave or indentured servant unless you commit a crime. The 14th Amendment forced our people to be subjects of this government. We never had any say in that. We need our own nation.
Only God can judge me.
Is that right?
Only God, man.
Nobody else.
Nobody else.
All you other motherfuckers, get out of my business.
Really?
Perhaps I was blind to the facts. Stabbed in the back, I couldn't trust my own home. Just a bunch of dirty facts. Well, I succeed, cannabinoid from the weed. And hope it's focused, try to focus, but I can't see. And in my mind, I'm a blind man doing time. Look to my future, cause my past is all behind me. Is it a crime to fight for what is mine? Everybody's done, tell me what's the use in trying. I've been trapped at birth, cautious, cause I'm cursed. And fantasies of my family in the earth. And they say it's the white man I should fear. But it's my own kind doing all the killing here. I can't lie, ain't no love for the other side. Jealousy inside, make them wish to die. Oh my lord, tell me what I'm living for. Everybody's dropping, got me knocking on heaven's door. And all my memories of seeing brothers bleed, and everybody grieve, but still nobody sees. Recollect your thoughts, don't get caught up in the mix, cause the media's full of dirty tricks. Only God can judge me.
Yeah, baby.
Only God can judge me.
Only God
I hear the doctor standing over me, screaming I can make it. Got a body full of bullet holes, laying here naked still. I can't breathe, something's evil in my IV. Cause every time I breathe, I think they're killing me. I'm having nightmares, homicidal fantasies. I wake up strangling, dangling my bed sheets. I call a nurse cause it hurts to reminisce. How did it come to this? I wish they didn't miss. Somebody help me, tell me where to go from here. Cause even thugs cry, but do the Lord care? Trying to remember, but it hurts. I'm walking through the cemetery, talking to the dirt. I'd rather die like a man than live like a coward. There's a ghetto up in heaven and it's ours. Black power is what we dream as we dream in a paranoid state. And our fate is a lifetime of hate. Dear mama, can you save me? And fuck peace, cause the street got our baby. We gotta eat, no more hesitation. Each and every black male trapped. And they wonder why we suicidal, running round strapped. Mr. Police, please try to see it. It's a million motherfuckers stressing just like me. Only God can judge. Only God can judge. Only God can judge.
That which does not kill me can only make me stronger.
For real.
I don't see why everybody feels as though they gotta tell me how to live my life.
You know?
Let me live, baby. Let me live.
Pac, I feel ya. Keep serving it on the realer. For instance, say a player hating Mark about to kill ya. Would you be wrong for bucking a nigga to the pavement? He gon' get me first if I don't get him. Who start praying? Ain't no such thing as self-defense in the court of law. So judges, when we get to where we're going, we're in the cross. That's real. Got him, missed him, crept the fuck up on him. Sold a half a million tips. Now everybody want him. After talking behind my back like a bitch would. Telling them niggas you could say the punk, I wish you would. Be the same motherfuckers in your face that'll rest up in your place to get your safe. Knowing you on that paper chase. Grass, glass, big screen and leather couch. My new shit is so pretty, I already sold the key a ounce. Bitch, remember Tupac and Forte? Them same two brothers dodging rulers representing the bay. Pop when you was locked down, that's when I'll be around. Start climbing up the trunk, so sick, but they tried to clown. That's why they ride the bandwagon, still be dragging, selling lies. Don't think I don't see you haters, I know y'all in the sky.
Guess you figure you know me cause I'm a thug that love to hit the late night club, drinks and buns. Been living lavish like a player all day. Now I'm bout to floss some ball players, stick with Rose. Only God can judge. Only God can judge. Only God can judge. That's real. Only God can judge. Only God can judge.
Only God can judge.
Only God can judge.
Only God can judge.
Only God can judge.
Only God can judge.
Only God,
only God, man.
Everybody else.
Man, look here, man.
My only fear of death is coming back to this.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Cocaine quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA. I got hustle, though ambition flow inside my DNA. I was born like this, it's born like this, immaculate conception. I transform like this, perform like this, with Yoshi, a new weapon. I don't contemplate, I meditate, then off your fucking head. This that puts the kids to bed. This that I got realness. I just kill shit cause it's in my DNA. I got millions, I got riches building in my DNA. I got dark, I got evil that rot inside my DNA. I got off, I got trouble, some heart inside my DNA. I just win again, then win again like Wimbledon I serve. Yeah, that's him again, the sound that engine in is like a bird. You see fireworks in Corvette tire skirt, the boulevard. I know how you work, I know just who you are. See, use a bitch, your hormones probably switch inside your DNA. Problem is, all that sucker shit inside your DNA. Daddy probably snitch, heritage inside your DNA. Backbone don't exist, burn on side a jellyfish I gauge. See my pedigree, most definitely don't tolerate the front. Shit I been through probably offend you, this is Paula's oldest son. I know murder, conviction, burners, boosters, burglars, ballers, dead. Redemption, scholars, fathers, dead. With kids and I wish I was fed. Forgiveness, yeah. Soldier's DNA, born inside the beast. My expertise checked out in second grade. When I was 9, on sale motel, we didn't have nowhere to stay. At 29, I've been so well, hit cartwheel in my estate. And I'm gon' shine like I'm supposed to. Antisocial, extrovert, and excellent mean an extra work. And absentness, what the fuck you heard? And passiveness never struck my nerve. And that's a riff gonna be this case. The reason my power's here on earth. Salute the truth and the prophecy. I got loyalty, got royalty inside.
This is why I say that hip-hop has done more damage to young African Americans than racism in recent years.
I live about my DNA. This is my heritage, all I'm inheriting. Money and power, the maker of emeritus. Tell me something, you motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I'd rather die than to listen to you. My DNA not for imitation, but DNA an abomination. This how it is when you in the matrix, out your bullets, reaping what you're sowing, stacking up the footage, living on the going, sleeping in the pillar, sipping from a Grammy, walking in the building, diamond in the ceiling, marble on the floors, peaches out the window, peeking out the window, baby in the pool, Godfather goes, only Lord knows. I've been going hammer, dodging paparazzi, freaking through the cameras, eat it for a daughter, Brock wearing sandals, yoga on the Monday, stretches in the planner, watching all the snakes, curving all the fakes, phone never on, I don't camera stakes, I don't compromise, I just penetrate, sex, money, murder, these are the breaks, these are the times, level number 9, look up in the sky, tennis on the way, tennis on the way, tennis on the way, motherfucker, I got winners on the way, you ain't shit without a buddy on your belt, you ain't shit without a ticket on your plate, you ain't sick enough to put it on yourself, you ain't rich enough to hit the light of day, tell me when destruction gonna be my fate, gonna be a fate, gonna be a fate, peace to the world, let it rotate, sex, money, murder, IDA.
Supposed to be the land of the free. I don't see how. Count me in. Oh, America. Oh, America. Hey, yeah. America. America. We land of liberty, y'all. I'm doing this one for the struggle. And everybody doing brother, sister, daddy, your mother. Who living in the gutter? You want better cars and a better heart. Not a star, your home yard. And a place to pause. You want a fucking wife and a better life. A bigger crib and a home cooked meal. Hair a single night. Hell, you feel what you going through. But I could've warned you when it's time to be a man. Do all you can to see other lands. And don't be living for the other man. Take time out, set it in, be the better man. And close to watch your friends. And then you'll understand a little better again. But on the other hand, you so goddamn stubborn. And you be starting shit. And ever since you made president, we ain't even seen you since. You need to hug me. Build our schools, rebuild our church and home, and stop killing my own kind and leave my earth alone, and stop tapping my phone and searching my brain and keep your personal feelings home when you're betting my phone. Do it for the weak and strong, and it eats its own. Do it for the main goals when all the teeth are gone.
My brothers, look at them, daddy, them doing time in the pen.
Not America.
Not America.
Not America. not in America.
Our country is liberty, liberty,
liberty,
liberty, liberty.
No,
no way, not in America.
Not in this America.
Not in America.
No.
Today. Two niggas lynched today. Three niggas, four niggas lynched today. Billie Holiday would sing the song of Bessie Smith, one of them, about trees in the south with a strange fruit with blood at the root. This is the strange fruit. The black man, black woman, Billie Holiday. Take pregnant black women bring them out in front of other black women, strip them naked. There in the Holocaust, you can stay right there, brother, right in the Holocaust Memorial, they had piles of shoes, as though I was supposed to be impressed. And they said, well, over in Germany, we have just rooms full of shoes. They took all of the personals of these people from them. Wasn't that cruel? I said, God damn it, we didn't even have shoes. You can't pile no shoes up in a room for us because we didn't even have shoes. When they took us from Africa, they stripped us of our diamonds and our gold and our silver, our material resource, our spiritual resource, and our human resource. Yes, sir. And when we came here, most of the time we didn't have shoes. We went barefoot. Huh? Right. Stripped the black woman of whatever little tattered rag she had. 9 months pregnant. Tie up. Tie horses to one leg. Horses to the other leg. Beat the horses, make them run in opposite directions until they rip and pull the black woman apart and the unborn black baby fall from her, and a no-good cracker would bring another black woman out, her stomach full 9 months with the fruit of her womb, take his knife and stick it in her full stomach with the roundness of her stomach, rip it open and stick his AIDS, syphilis, gonorrhea hand inside and snatch the unborn black baby from her, throw it to the ground and crush the baby's head with his boot heel, and make other pregnant black women watch so that the adrenaline of fear would course its way through her veins and bathe her brains and touch the unborn life in her, hoping that the babies would be born afraid of a wicked, cruel slave master. Look at this no-good bastard. And some of you want to integrate with him. I believe in freedom and independence. I believe in separation and independence. A nation of our own. That's right. A nation of our own. That's the book. Some of you don't want to go nowhere. You want to stay right here with the white man. Freedom and independence. If the founding fathers of America could call for freedom and independence under conditions that were nowhere near the conditions that we have been and are operating under today, why can't we call for freedom and independence? Our own flag, our own nation, our own government, our own laws. But most of you just want to intellectualize the subject. You think we can read our way out of this. You better read, but you better get up and get ready to get free. Most of you want to sing, "We shall overcome." You better add another stanza, "We shall overrun." Lift every voice and sing, but you better lift every fist and swing too at the same time if we're going to gain freedom and independence. I'm a soldier. I was born that way. I don't care about nothing else but that. But aren't you afraid that you are going to get killed? Jesus, the black revolutionary messiah, said, "He or she who seeks to save his life shall lose his life. And he who is willing to give his life for her life shall save their life." But I don't want to die for the cause. I'll kill for the cause. It's the only way we'll get free. But we got a mighty God that is backing us up today, sending irregular rain, snow, hail, and earthquake, and confusing the government of the white man and the minds of the white man. The Catholic Church admitted their role in slavery. The so-called Jews want to lie. We just were 2% of the population. Don't make no difference what percent you were. 75% of you, two-thirds of you, according to your own Jewish census takers and statistics, were involved in the slave trade. I didn't say 75% of all the slaves were owned by the Jews. I said 75% of the Jews owned slaves. But you put a spin on it and a twist on it to make it seem ridiculous. Because you're just a liar and the truth is not in you. As Jesus says in the 8th chapter of the book of John, that you are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning. He abode not in the truth because there's no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, Jesus said, he's a liar and the father of the lie. And Jesus said that his word had no place in the Jews. Read John starting with the 8th chapter, starting with the 31st verse. Down to the 44th verse. And when I say Jesus up here, I'm not talking about no blonde-haired, blue-eyed, pale-skinned, buttermilk complexion, white Jesus. I'm talking about a black Jesus that the Bible says would have nappy hair and his body would be like burnt bronze or brass as though it had been burnt in an oven. Give the white man his white Jesus back, put it in the garbage can, set it out on the corner, and let the garbage man pick it up and take it to the garbage dump. It's a form of spiritual genocide, a form of...
Power, Black Nation. Black Power, you are live here on this broadcast, a new Black Panther Party radio, or the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, and our national chairwoman, Sister Krista Muhammad. Man, we have a powerful broadcast tonight, which will extend into a live broadcast tonight. Every Thursday night, we're joined on this line by our special guest co-host, our Pan-African brother, Brother Eugene. We want to hear a sound check from as we get ready for this show. But as we start off this show, we have a very strong message and we have very serious, troubling updates on the condition of our comrade, Brother Ozone. So as we start off this broadcast, I want to get a sound check from our special guest that we have every Thursday night, Brother Eugene, and then we will get into our updates on Comrade Ozone. Can you hear me, Brother Eugene, on this Thursday night broadcast? Black Power.
Yes, sir. Black Power, Brother Sadiq. Peace and blessings, brother. And definitely we got some news that we're going to be sharing with our Pan-Africanist brothers and sisters who are out there tuning in this Thursday evening. Black Power, brother, and I'll yield the mic over to you before I start this evening's business broadcast. One love.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Brother Eugene. And we appreciate you being on here every Thursday night on our Thursday night Pan-African broadcast. We know that our Pan-Africanist struggle starts right here in the hills of North America. And as we have seen now for the last week or so now, going into almost 2 weeks, we have seen the intentional and the overt attempts to try to dehumanize and monsterize our comrade, Brother Ozone. You're tuned in here to New Black Panther Party Radio. You are tuned in here to the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense Radio. And not only are we live on this broadcast, but we have been live on the ground in Atlanta, Georgia, as we continue our people's investigation. And as we continue to be that front line that pushes freedom for Brother Ozone. Freedom for Brother Ozone. There's so much on our plate. And we have updates tonight. This has been a very troubling update that we're going to bring tonight. This broadcast will extend 1 hour after this broadcast. We will have a live YouTube broadcast. We will build more on these updates. We will be joined by Brother O.C. the Great, Brother Boss Talk, Brother Dan. We start off this broadcast tonight. We would like for our family to understand that the new Black Panther Party has been on the ground now. We are on the ground as it pertains to our comrade, Brother Ozone, who has been, had trumped up charges put against him by the pigs in Daytona Beach, Florida. And the things that they are alleging of our brother will come to light. It has been the intention of the new Black Panther Party, under our strong national leadership, our national chairwoman, Sister Crystal Muhammad, it has been the strong intention of the new Black Panther Party in this formation that Brother Ozone does not feel like he is alone, as he has sacrificed so much and shown to be such a courageous and brave warrior of the Black nation. So we hit the ground, as we should. We hit the ground and we shot the Decatur, the DeKalb County Pig Department, the jail, where our brother Ozone has been kidnapped and is being held against his human rights. As a free Black man, we were able, through our on-the-ground efforts, through our pushing of the website that was produced by the great works and the great mind and the love that we exude to Brother Ozone, it comes from the great mind of our national chairwoman. Credit has to be given where credit is due. When the sister stayed up for nights on end creating a website that could be used and have been used and is being used, and there was money raised. So we took that which we said was for legal defense, and we did just that. Getting a lawyer to go into this wicked facility, this DeKalb County jail, where our brother is. That is what happened. We speaking as, you know, the new Black Panther Party for self-defense, many of our great comrades who are with us, who we will hear on the line tonight, who will give their fear report, the Decatur, the DeKalb County jail, they were shot, shook up, right? When we approached the facility, we heard banging from the windows on the floor of the jail, right? As Black men and Black women seeing the new Black Panther Party, and were inspired and felt that they were not alone. And that's what it's all about. As we approach the facility, we seen the pigs as they, you know, tried to keep folks inside and would send the pigs outside. What the hell are they so shook up about if they ain't doing nothing wrong? And we know they are. Sick updates, in fact. Very heart-wrenching for us to report, but we must know this. The medical condition of Brother Ozone, this is not only a Black nation emergency, but it is a medical emergency. It is a violation of Brother Ozone's human rights. As we have stated, should not be violated. And they are. As has been reported to us, how the brother has been put into the psych ward. Brother Ozone is nothing wrong with him mentally. A strong, mentally spiritual brother, very highly intelligent, brave Black man. There's nothing wrong with our brother, but he's been put into the psych ward at the DeKalb County Jail, where he is being forced to sleep on just a slab of cement. No pad, no mattress, nothing to sleep on. And it gets worse. Our brother, as we understand, as we have reported, was in a very terrible, almost fatal motorcycle accident in 2017, where Brother Ozone, you know, sadly his stomach and his intestine were badly damaged to where even today he still bears a scar. We was reported to us today that not only is he in the psych ward, which he should not be in. Not only is he being tortured in the sense where he's being put into a the psych ward, where there are reports from our brother that there's feces, defecation and urine, piss and shit in the toilet, defecation, to where the brother cannot properly use the restroom. So he's been holding his bowels. Are you listening to us? And he already has medical conditions dealing with his stomach and his intestines from the terrible accident in 2017. This is a violation of Brother Ozone's human rights. This is a violation of our comrades' human rights. This is a violation of our black nation warriors' human rights. Now, everybody wants to know what they can do. We have something that everybody not only should do, but needs to do. Right now, there must be calls put in to this wicked facility, the DeKalb County Jail. The number is 404-298-8145. That is the number to the DeKalb County Jail, where our brother is being held against his will as a free man and is being forced to be put, has been kidnapped and forced to be enslaved and captured in conditions where he has been put into the psych ward, where nothing is mentally wrong with him at all, where he's being forced to sleep on the cold ground. There is feces and defecation and urination all in the toilet. He cannot use the toilet properly. He's being forced to hold his bowels. And who knows what else they plan to do with our brothers. They attempt to break his spirit, but they cannot break his spirit because he's being backed by the mighty forces of the new Black Panther Party, by the mighty force of the new Black Panther Party. Man, we need to be making these calls. They need to be constant. Why is he being put into psychological war? Well, nothing is wrong with him. Why is he being forced to sleep in the concrete? Why is he put in a condition where he can't use the restroom because he's shitting piss in the toilet? It must be us to stand up and make these calls because we know many of us ain't going to stand up on the ground. But God damn it, it's coming into your area. And when the call comes out for you to stand up for your Black Nation warrior, for your fighter, Brother Ozone, God damn it, we hope you answer that call. So many want to know what they can do. Put in a call right now or listening to the fear report. Put in a call on another phone or wait until the hour that you have between the end of this call and the live stream to put in a call to these damn devils at the DeKalb County Jail who are holding our brother in these conditions that are detriment to his medical health. At 404-298-8145, the DeKalb County Jail, there needs to be calls throughout the Black Nation about all of this wickedness that is going on. We make this announcement early in this broadcast because we will continue to push the information that's necessary to make us understand that we need to stand up. You're live here on New Black Panther Party Radio. You know we have our Pan-African brother on the line, Brother Eugene. And, of course, we welcome our brother to the broadcast. You know, we will hear all the updates that the brother brings on Africa and diaspora, and we'll hear his take on what is going on with our great comrade. But I want to hear, and I know Brother Eugene as well, you know, we want to hear as a nation of fear reports from those new Black Panther Party officials who are on the ground. And we can hear it straight from the mouth of the warrior, because when we understand Pan-Africanism, it is the entire African diaspora. And whether y'all want to believe it or not, that shit starts right here. So I want to get into these field reports. We're here from Brother Eugene. Press the number one. So I know that you are ready. Because we're going to take this thing. We're going to push this like we should do as a Black nation. It looks like we have our brother Conrad LaDontre on the line, Black Power Brother Mad Max. Black Power Brother, is that you? Can you hear me? Black Power. Black Power Brother Mad Max, can you hear me? All right, Black Power Brother, I can hear some background from you, but I can't hear you. We continue on to this broadcast, like I said. We want to hear from those who are on the ground. Yes. Yes, sir. Brother LaDontre. Brother Mad Max. Yes, sir. Let's hear your field report. Yes, sir, brother.
Black
there
Power,
you go. Can
Black
you hear
Power,
me?
Black Power.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We want to hear your field report. We want to hear the Conrad's field report. We have our Pan-African brother on the line, Brother Eugene. We will hear all the updates, as we always do, of the African diaspora. But we start off this broadcast with a very serious demand of the black nation to stand up. So let us hear from Conrad Mad Max on the underground action that continues, the justice of Brother Ozone. And let us not forget, as in just a few days, just the day, we will be joining our family as they have faced the tragic medical murder of their son, Dr. Ali, and our brothers and sisters in Revolutionary Black Panther Party, you know, the queen of Dr. Ali and the loved ones and family of Baby Naeem. Black power, Brother Mad Max.
Black power, black power. I want to say thank you to the ancestors for protecting us on our trip to Atlanta and then the trip for the rest of our way that we need to go. Second of all, for our brother Ozone, free him. He's innocent until proven guilty. You know what I'm saying? So the man ain't dead nothing. You know what I'm saying? He's being housed under conditions that we know that could kill a person. You know what I'm saying? He's being housed around feces. He's being housed around, man, he ain't got a bed to lay in, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Come on now. What we going to do for our brother? You know what I'm saying? Our brother would have did a lot for us if it was the shoes on the other foot. You know what I'm saying? So I say that to say this under the honorable sister Crystal Muhammad. We're going to continue keeping our boots to the ground. We'll continue being with the people that need us. We ain't going to show up for the people that ain't about the business of standing up for the people. We're going to always ride for the people that's ready to put the boots on the ground and put the work in for the community that need us. Black power.
Black power, Brother Mad Max. Black power, brother. You know, you hold
it's just so much,
line,
you know.
Brother.
I'm hurt behind the situation of hearing it, you know.
I know. Go ahead, brother.
I know it's so much
I want to
say.
Pissing me off. Just talking about it.
Yeah,
go ahead,
it's hurtful just to be here to see, you know what I'm saying? It brings tears to the eye because, you know, once upon a time I was in that situation, you know what I'm saying? And nobody came to my rescue, you know what I'm saying? So I know what he's going through, you know what I'm saying? So I, myself, I take that to the heart. We need justice brought to this, you know what I'm saying? We need this man at least put to where he need to be, or freedom man. And what I'm screaming is freedom, freedom or death, man. Freedom, man. The man that did shit. Like Paul.
That's right, bro. That's right. That's right. That's right. Can you hear me? Like Paul, brother. All right. So look, y'all, look, man. This is very serious. We can't play with this. This is very serious. Very serious. You know, these devils, you know, they're attempting to do everything in their will to try to break our brother's spirit. But, you know, that's the number one thing that we're attempting to do is to continue to lift our brother's spirits and do the necessary work. So, of course, y'all know we have our chairwoman on the line. Sister Crystal, can you hear us as we open up this broadcast? Black power.
Black power, black power, black power, black nation. Black power, black nation, black Panthers. In order, in honor of Brother Ozone of the Black Nation, Black Panther, because that was Brother Ozone's Black Panther formation. He is our ally. He is our comrade. We all of the above. We. The magicness of the we. An affirmation of we, meaning yes. Africans, whatever we perceive, we be. Coon fire coon. We speak it and it happens. We come together and say it's going to be, and guess what? It is what it is, nothing less. You know, we are right here, ATL. We came from Texas, Louisiana. Other comrades right here in Georgia. Boots on the ground at DeKalb County concentration camp, concrete plantation, where our brother Ozone is a prisoner of war, a political prisoner, who is being held in conditions that violate human rights, international human rights law. I'm here to tell you, official report, we retained an attorney with the resources of the contributions of the people to go in and see firsthand account, not no hearsay, not no gossip, not no Tahawka Bay, Uncle Ruckus, coon, nigga Jerry Springer show. I'm going to say for the record that Tahawka Bay of Moore's World TV is speaking the word of white supremacists and blackface. The only people that's been standing up for Brother Ozone has been the new Black Panther Party under the formation of Sister Krista Muhammad, O.C. the Great, Brother Darren, no, correction, Boss Talk, General Delta. What am I forgetting? That's it. We be the only ones. Everybody else, y'all hiding under the motherfucking bed. I was informed that y'all were instructed to come out of uniform, not to post anything about Ozone. And if somebody tagged you, not to accept it. Because y'all so scared of the honky, the cracker, the devil, the pale face, the goddamn white man, and the United States government of America, KKK, and their pigs. They're all the same pigs, the cab pigs, the pack sheriff, Daytona pig, FBI, CIA. They're just different forms of swine. And in the scriptures it says that swine is abominable. Abominable. Against the law of nature. Against the creator. And these racist devils have been trying to put out a narrative that black nationalism is extremism. But what is extremism? What is the police who hunt down black people and murder them or take them to the plantation? Our brother was targeted. They've been following him. This wasn't no accidental situation. He's been constantly harassed by the pigs. This is a fact. But right now, he's being held and he's being tortured. He's being subject to cruel and inhumane conditions in the DeKalb County Jail. 4200 Memorial Drive in Decatur, Georgia. The DeKalb County Sheriff's Office everybody needs to be calling them now. What's the phone number? Tonight, Brother Ozone has been laying on concrete, no mat, no pillow. They have the cell, they have him in a psych unit. There's nothing wrong with his mind. They have him solo in a psych unit in a room with a toilet full of feces all the way to the top and urine till he can't use the bathroom. He can't do number one, number two, or number three. Number three is when you do one and two. Oh, I don't think brothers can do that. Sisters can't. But he can't use the restroom. Or it's going to spill over, and feces and urine will be through his cell on the floor. That is torture. He has a medical condition in which his stomach was injured when he was hit by 18-wheeler and the creator. He was hit by 18-wheeler on a motorcycle, and the creator honored him and blessed him to still be here today. And they know his medical background. You can see the scar on his stomach. That is medical torture. Everyone needs to be calling right now and demanding he is moved tonight to a cell with a clean cot and blanket and a toilet that he can flush. They thought he didn't have nobody on his side because all you other bitch-ass niggas is shaking in your boots. But not only did we hit the ground, we hit the ground and retained the attorney and sent the attorney in there. He could have multiple attorneys. He could have as many attorneys as he needs. Because right now, that's the only people that DeKalb County is allowing to go in are his attorneys. So this is not hearsay. This is the actual fact. What can you do right now? Call DeKalb County. And the small donation, we only got $450 on a fundraiser for $450 on a fundraiser for Ozone. But the pig got $400,000. See, we checking everybody. Fuck that. You are not going to make Ozone like Emmanuel Millamine and Matulu and Sudiana Kali, who need to be freed. All the original Black Panthers in the 60s and 70s who are still sitting in the prison as political prisoners for doing what we're doing right now today, standing up for our people. We are going to go on YouTube Live tonight. A tri-cast, the New Black Panther Party channel, OC the Great, and Lil Darren, and Boss Talk at the same time, which will be 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern, and give a full report, part one. Free Ozone. And fuck the police. Now, I'm going to have our ATL chairman give a field report. Stand up. Stand up. This is about to stand up.
Black power. Power. Black power. Black motherfucking power. Myself, I don't know Ozone as well as the sister and the other comrade, but I understand that I was there. This brother is being held in inhumane. Inhumane. Situation. It's time for us to rise up, stand up, and be accountable and hail those that are holding our brother accountable. We will continue this movement as long as Brother Ozone is in DeKalb County Jail, and when he moves, we will move with him. I want to thank Chairwoman Crystal Muhammad for bringing me into this situation and letting me know how I need to move to make it great. Black power.
Black power. Black power.
Black power.
Black power.
Black power.
Black
power.
Black power.
Black
motherfucking power. Black motherfucking power. Black
motherfucking free ozone.
Free ozone.
Free ozone. Now. Everybody needs to be calling you. What can you do right now? Two things you can do tonight. Everybody can do. You can go to www.justice4ozone.com and send a contribution that's going to go straight. It's not going to New Black Panther Party. It's going to either his legal, his commissary, mobilization, or resources for his family. And we all know what's most necessary right now, legal. But it's all necessary. And everybody know commissary is necessary. This man has been snatched away from his children, his family, which he loves. The man of the houses, of the house, of his children, take care of his family, and being a Black Nation freedom fighter. We ain't going to leave him stuck. So we're going to continue on our field report. We're going to bring in the National Deputy Field Marshal, Dallas Chapter, Minister of Defense, Brother Rostock, Black Power, field report.
Black power, black power, black power, black motherfucking power. Man, I don't even know where the fuck to start. But all I know is, I don't know Brother Ozone personally, but I'm here for the brother. And I know the brother ain't in the wrong. And for all this to be possible, we got to thank the ancestors, first of all. And then after that, we got to thank our chairwoman, our national chairwoman, for leading this, you know what I'm saying? And thank you for the whole pull-up squad, which I'm part of. Don't fuck with us, because we coming. We don't talk about it. Our boots tell you about it. Our boots just like tires. They burn the fuck down. Y'all shit still got grips. Y'all put that shit back in the box and go get a refund. I know y'all got the receipt. But y'all in out here know what we got going on out here. But all I know is they got blood of ozone in a fucked up situation that we need to get them out of. So everybody need to get on this line and call in. Call in to this goddamn jailhouse and give these motherfuckers hell to give that brother motherfucking ass what he needs. And everybody needs to get this number. The number is 404-298-8145. I repeat, 404-298-8145. We need to get Brother Ozone in Humane Society.
He need a bed.
He need a fresh toilet. Medical attention. Immediately.
And out the psych ward,
because he ain't crazy. They crazy for putting him up in there. They need to be up in that shit. So we going to tell them pussy hole like this. Free Brother Ozone. Free fucking Brother Ozone. Because we not going to stop until you free him. So if you know what's good for yourself, and you don't want to see us again, all we want is our brother. Free Brother Ozone.
Free brother.
Black motherfucking power.
Black motherfucking power.
Yeah.
We're going to keep it going. It don't stop. We're about to hear from Shaka Zulu. Voodoo Child. Running wild. Go ahead, Shaka Zulu. Black power. Field report. National Deputy Field Marshal. New Orleans, Minister of Defense. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Black power, family. Man, it's fucked up what they're doing to the comrade on zone, man. From the eyes of, you know, from what everybody sees from the video, you can all see that Ozone did not shoot a gun. You can see that there was no flash coming from Ozone. You can see Ozone, all he had was his phone in his hand, but for the simple fact for them to pursue him. Like, but we were already told that this is the most that they have ever done for a police shooting, because police shootings are common in Florida. But for them to even make it to 100K and then bone it to 200K was just like, you know what I'm saying? It's deeper than this pig. You did, because the brother has already been being stalked by the pigs. You know what I'm saying? They've already been making contact with his brother. So you know it's deeper than what it is. And for you guys to be standing on the sidelines and watching, you're watching how his comrade needs you, but y'all sitting on the sidelines because y'all scared. Y'all scared he might come for y'all next. Man, that's being a coward, man. We out here. You dig? All these so-called lawyers claim they was going to be there for the brother, never even showed up yet. We get a lot of, we might. We got plans. Or we might do this. Now we got, man, look, we doing what we have to do for Brother Ozone. We here for Brother Ozone. Because day one, man, I know Brother Ozone. I've met the brother. I felt his brother's spirit. All he cares about is the people. The people, the people, the people, that's all he cares about. That's all he ever talks about. You get him on the phone, he's talking about what we doing next for the people. You dig? And then they got him living in inhumane conditions. This man sleeping on a concrete slab with no mat. And his toilet is a flush, so it was already pre-filled with feces and urine. It's not even his. He can get sick from that, comrade. The comrade already has stomach problems from his incident with that semi-truck. He should not be holding his bowels for this long. But yes, they're doing this to the comrade for a reason. They're trying to break the comrade. They're trying to draw the narrative that he's crazy, but Comrade Ozone ain't crazy. Trust me, Comrade Ozone ain't crazy. We got to control the narrative, family. We need all boots on the ground. Nobody should be taking off the uniform and hiding. Nobody should be sitting low and keep it quiet until they're given the go-ahead. Not everybody should be down here, boots on the ground, fighting with Ozone wherever he goes. Free Ozone, free Ozone, justice for Ozone. Black power, family.
I'm going to be in the same spirit. Now, our brother is in, you know, that this time, and we know how much Brother Ozone loves his children, you know what I'm saying, and at this time, him not being able to be there with his children, we know how much that's cutting him deep. We know how much that hurts him. Yeah, that's the difference between camaraderie and a lot of this other mess some of these Negroes be doing, you know what I'm saying. And at this time, if you are hiding, if you are too afraid or whatever you may be, just get the hell out the way. Just really get the hell out the way, you know. Leave it to the warriors out there. You know, this time is proving, you know, more than anything on a national and an international level, you know, because this is happening time and time again. But right now, in our presence, right now in our midst, we have a great warrior who is having fraudulent charges brought against him. He is having his very character, an attempt to assassinate his very character. And we believe that the initial encounter was an attempt to physically assassinate our brother. And now they are attempting in the DeKalb County Jail to use whatever kind of wicked tricks and tactics and strategies they can use to try to deaden our brother's will and try to stop our brother's will, you know what I'm saying, and try to put him in a mental condition that does not naturally belong to him. You know, this is what we constantly see. But we got to be very clear about this. This is happening right now. This is happening right now. We're going to let our freedom fighters, we're going to let our brother, you know what I'm saying, just fall to the wayside. You know, those few of us that stand up, you know, is the response for our black nation. Should it not be to stand up? Because we believe that it should be to fight for our brothers and sisters framed and kidnapped by this wicked-ass American criminal regime. They are attempting to do a media whiteout, hoping to be successful at that. But as Brother Shaka Zulu just said, we have got to control the narrative. We're our own damn media. We don't need these damn devils. All they're going to do is lie. We're telling y'all straight up from the brother's mouth, these are the conditions that he is being faced with. So we put out the call to all black people listening to this broadcast, and you need to tell other people, you know, this is how you're going to see. This is how you're going to see. The DeKalb County Jail, the number is 404-298-8145. 404-298-8145. More to that, to donate to whatever is necessary in our brother's fight for his freedom that we must be an integral part of. You can go, excuse me, you can go to Justice for ozone.com. I mean, at this point, you know, if we can't donate, nigga don't even want to say nothing. What good are you? What good are you to the black nation? Justice, the number 4ozone.com. This is serious. Serious. It's urgent. Look at what this damn devil is doing here in this country and all over the world. So we got to have this broadcast every Thursday night,
We talk about everything from a Pan-African scope. We got to have this broadcast every night because it's not just one night. It's not just one day or one year. This is a constant struggle for our freedom and liberation. And God damn it, when you have black people that stand up and do not cower and be and are brave and willing to make sacrifices that most people just gloss over, willing to make sacrifices where most people, just our people, just critique or agree with the damn cracker. We got to stand up for our freedom fighters. Man, I'm telling y'all, this broadcast is going to extend. We will have a live broadcast 1 hour after this broadcast, live on YouTube. Find us on YouTube. Search the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. Like, subscribe, and share our official YouTube page. We'll be doing a tribal cast as we'll be joined by Brother OC the Great and Brother Boss Talk, Boss Talk TV. These are two brothers who have been openly, with no fear, courageously speaking out against what we can clearly tell is an overt attempt to try to put a culture of fear around black nationalism and around us fighting for our freedom and liberation. Every time you tune into this broadcast, it is another reminder of the reality that we're living in this wicked-ass nation. The murder of our children at the hands of these fucking doctors, at the hands of these damn so-called medical professionals and these devils, the murder of black men and black women in the street at the hands of these pigs who look like and act just like the same pigs who are openly going after Brother Ozone and openly trying to turn you away from the liberation movement. That's what they're attempting to do, but they will not be successful. We know our victory is going to come nationally, and we know our victory is going to come internationally. All of this is ours. We're taking it back. Much of that starts with us protecting and covering down on those who protect and cover down on us. Every Thursday night, come on here, we discuss what is going on globally, the African diaspora. We have to start off this broadcast tonight with a very strong message and some very disturbing updates as we continue our people's investigation and as we continue to push the front line and push the hard line for freedom for Brother Ozone. Donate to a just cause. You need to do it right now. Go to justice4ozone.com. Call these wicked-ass devils at the DeKalb County Jail. Let me get a number one more time and a few more times before we close out this broadcast because we got to do it. Call in right now, 404-298-8145. That is what you can do, or you can donate at justice4ozone.com. My brother Eugene, I know that you have been listening, and I know that you're aware, you know, of everything that's been going on as we all have been watching. I know that you have updates on the state of the African Industrial Revolution and the diaspora in general. So we want to hear, you know, what you have in your build as we continue on with this broadcast. Let's welcome on our special guest co-host here every night, Brother Eugene. Black power, comrade.
Black power, Brother Sadiq. And big shout out to our queen, Sister Crystal Muhammad. She's a strong warrior princess, strong warrior queen. Has definitely been leading the way for his brothers and sisters here in our time, in our generation. And good evening, brothers and sisters. This is July 1st, 2021. Welcome to this evening's NBPNAA, New African Network, Thursday Night Business Broadcast. This is Thursday, July 21st. I am your co-host, Brother Eugene Telford, reporting live from Charlotte, North Carolina. The New Black Panther and New African Network family would like to extend a big shout out to all our dynamic brothers and sisters who tune in each and every week. And we are a black grassroots organization putting in that work. A very special shout out go out to all of our supporters, our sponsors, our partners, our contributors, and people like you who are making a difference in our black communities. We are one united African peoples. We are one united Africa. Let's kick the night off with this evening's update on the African stock market, and I'll get into a little bit of dialogue about Brother Ozone and his situation. So first up on the daily report of the stock exchange highlights is Ghana. The Ghana exchange, the GSE, closed at 2,652.21, up by 0.32%. It was an increase of 8.54, and year-to-date it was 110.62, which gave it an increase of 36.6%. The market cap for today was 61.57, and that was a pretty good exchange on the Ghanaian market. Gold reserves were up, which gave it a big edge over its competition over the last since last week. Next up, we have Johannesburg Stock Exchange, closed at 66,555.78. It was up by 0.4%, at an increase of 307.04, and year to date, it was 7,147.10, which was roughly about 12%. Which was a pretty big increase on the index, as we call record to date. The market cap was 16.58 here, and which gave Johannesburg a pretty good edge other than what was taking place last week on the economic sector, on the economic scene. Next up, we have Nairobi Security Exchange. The NSE closed at 174.87. It was up by 0.77%. with an increase of $1.34. Year to date, it was 22.76, and it was roughly 14.9%. And the market cap to date was $2.65 here, and that was based on the Nairobi dollar exchange. We've seen a big upsize, and we all know that the government has been pushing very hard to keep its companies on track there in Nairobi, Kenya, and they've also been adding funding to its business sectors for low-cost capital, and that's definitely going to give them an edge. They are also a member of the World Federation Exchange, and so hopefully they'll keep on track with what they're doing. Next up, we have Nigerian Stock Exchange. The NSE closed at 37,898.56. It was down by 0.02% on the index. It was decreased a little bit by minus 8.72. Year-to-date, it was minus 2,372.16. That was roughly 5.89%. And the market cap turned out to be 19.76 tier on the tier rate of the Nigerian Naira. And closing, we have Zimbabwe Exchange. The ZSE closed 238.36. It was up by 0.7%, at a market index increase of 43.48. Year to date, it was also up 3,602.02, had a closing YTD of 136.36%, and had the closing market cap today of 757.59. So that gives you right there for the exchange. We always make information available to the African diaspora what's happening economically, and as we are upping the level of our progression, we are also know that black economics is black power. Okay, so a little information about tonight's news report, reporting from Africa and the African and the Afro-diaspora in Libya. You know, last week we gave a little report that elections are going to be coming up in Libya in December, and we just found out Brother Saif Gaddafi, who is the son of the late Muammar Gaddafi, is going to be running for office this coming December. So a big shout-out to our Berber brothers and sisters there in Libya, and hopefully be bringing about some change. Ghana. The latest report, Ghana has been expelling many of its illegal miners, which consist of Chinese who have been there illegally mining in some of the rural areas of Ghana. And many of these individuals have been traveling there under vacation visas or sometime extended visa. and have been not there doing what they say they are doing, and a lot of them are being caught, and a lot of them are being expelled. And so a big shout out to our brothers and sisters over there in Africa that have been putting in that work, making justice work for them. Okay, so we're going to get into this nice dialogue about freeing Brother Ozone. Brother Ozone is of a spiritual nature. We are discussing the spirit of a warrior. When you employ your warrior spirit thoughtfully, it manifests itself into clarity. It manifests itself into focus, determination, courage, consistency, and an unflapped zest for life. The warrior views hurdles as an evolution of opportunities and is not afraid and pursues a purpose to its conclusion. The conclusion we often discuss: when a government cannot protect its citizens, then therefore the people shall do it themselves by any means necessary, as stated by our brother Malcolm X. Our government has failed us on many terms and occasions when we've often come to the table of reconciliation, but yet the abuse of the black man and the black woman, girl and boy, continues to be subjected to harsh reality. Reality is now that has gotten to the point we have to identify Brother Ozone in a mode to protect and defend himself. We've often seen the brutalities of police executions of our black men and women on a regular basis, as if it is a game and as if they are in safari on a hunt for the kill. We are a new breed leader generation. We are not our parents' generations, nor are we our grandparents' generation. We are a new breed leader generation, standing up in the realities of what there is to come. No more will we stand by and sit and wait and ponder what these crackers have in mind and intentions for us. If you yourself are a white person, you have good intentions of not harming, but yet you stand by and you see the people in your race do what they do, this will no longer be tolerated. The black man and the black woman are conscious. We will no longer stand by and be the victims and continue to be a part of a systematic genocide of our peoples. We are one united African peoples. We are one united Africa. The essence of African extends out branches, roots worldwide. We are calling for our brothers and sisters to participate in the movement. You are not alone. You are of millions. We are not just a isolated group of individuals just based here in the United States or the United States alone, the United Snakes of America. We are a nation of people. We were a nation of people before we were brought here under chains and bondage and mental slavery. You, brothers and sisters, you must listen to your heart and follow, or it will find a million ways to remind you that there is something that is missing. We are on the cusp of the African Industrial Revolution, and these oppressive Babylonian nations know that it is time for us to rise up as we are the lost tribes of Africa. We are one. We are individuals who are born of black and being proud of it. As I said last week, from my late brother Jay, brother James Brown, we have to continue to send the message and say, I'm black and I'm proud. Say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud. Word up, Brother Sadiq. I yield the mic back to you, and we'll get more into dialogue about Brother Ozone. Peace and blessings.
As is stated in the many politics of the white man's so-called law system and this so-called law enforcement, we have to realize that these different systems are set up to do what? To continue genocide, to continue ethnic cleansing, and to maintain so-called white supremacy. And that maintaining a white supremacy comes at a cost of bloodshed against our people. So our time, what we've seen is that, you know, the demonization of a people, it starts with the demonization of their spirituality, the demonization of their very existence, you know, to take a people away from their root of existence, to take a people away from their natural self is one thing, but then to attempt to maintain that condition through brutality and bloodshed, to attempt to maintain that condition through ethnic cleansing and genocide, I mean, this is the reality of this nation, of the American government. The American government, as much as they have, you know, may have suggested on a few occasions, you know, we don't belong to this goddamn cracker. We don't belong to America. We are not America's property. America have no right to arrest anybody when they are the number one criminal on the planet, and it has been that way since America has been a nation, so-called. We understand the origin of the pig. You know where these slimy-ass bastards come from? You know where these bottom-crawling, bottom-feeding devils come from? I mean, this is the legacy of the same crackers who many of our great-grandmothers and great-great-grandmothers and grandfathers were murdered by the Ku Klux Klan. Now, let's be real. We see the Ku Klux Klan every single day. I mean, every single day. You go to the gas station, you see the Ku Klux Klan, the KKK. Go to the damn church house to see the KKK. Go on up the street to see the KKK. Because the KKK are the pigs, the police, and these savage-ass beasts have not only killed black people and continue to kill black people, but they get away with it. See, they get away with it. The pigs don't go arresting pigs that have murdered black people, unarmed, innocent black babies in the street. Nah, let's just get real with this. There is no real investigation that happens, and there is no resources that are used. Shaka Zulu talked about the tactic of a manhunt. We must understand that Brother Ozone is a human being. He is a man, and free people cannot be hunted. See, when you declare that you're free, not only when you declare that you're free, goddamn Declaration of Independence from America, it was not just a declaration, it was backed by brutality and warfare. You can't just declare and just scream out that you're free. Nigga ain't free, because if we were free, we would not have political prisoners and prisoners of war in this nation. We will not continue to catch the hell, and we do not belong to this white man. So when we see the wicked dealing of the white man, the enemy, the honky, the cracker, the goddamn devil, we find it impossible for us to trust the word that they say. We find it impossible for us to trust anything that the pigs have said about Brother Ozone, that the pigs have said about anything, because not only do they kill black people, Not only are they trained to kill black people, and they do kill black people, they get away with it. And not only that, but these goddamn devils, this is their practice. This is their policy. We say there's no such thing as no goddamn police misconduct. How are they misconducting themselves when their origin is to kill black people? Y'all not hearing us. See, you cannot declare freedom and that's it. No, you got to stand on what you have declared. Once you declare something, you have to stand on it. And you can't stand on midair. You have to stand on a platform. You have to organize. You have to do these things. And here we have, and our brother, our comrade Ozone. Man, we take that word so lightly. Comrade this. You my comrade. Oh, comrade this. Prove it. Prove it. You free? Well, we have a free black man who is being lied on, who is being ripped away from his family, who is being tortured into DeKalb County Jail, who is being put in conditions that you would not, you know, we say not fit for shelter for human beings, but we're talking about not even fit for animals. And they are treating Brother Ozone as if he is lower than an animal. And you think that the solution for that is to cower, is to be silent? Some of us have nothing to worry about. You don't got a goddamn thing to worry about. Because we speak to some people, we say your. But when we talk about us, we say we. We are not cowards, so we can't say we. When we say that some of us, only some of us, don't got a damn thing to worry about. Nobody coming after them about doing no work because you have done none. And when the work is there for us to do, when the great work has been laid out, this is not the will of the Creator. This is the system of America. The Creator would not will that Ozone be locked away from his family and locked away from him advancing and continuing his struggle for our freedom and liberation. Let's get real. It is not the will of our Creator. It is the system. It is the devices of ethnic cleansing and genocide of America that is doing this to Ozone. It is this punk-ass, backwards, coconut, coon-ass, house nigga pig of the Daytona police chief who is telling open lies on Brother Ozone, who is continuing to try to defame the name and legacy of Brother Ozone. See, when you have a comrade, it's not the same as your homie or your friend, because most of your homies and your friends and your homegirls and your side pieces ain't gonna break an ounce of sweat for you, ain't gonna lift a finger. But your comrade, if you have real comrades, like we do here in the new Black Panther Party, like we identify Brother Ozone as our comrade, and we respect Brother Ozone from the work that he has done. And we're going to be real with it. Many of you just riding on his energy before this happened, because you've seen the brother coming up into the revolutionary tricks of the trade. You've seen the brother maneuvering his way through the concrete jungles and the fiery hells of the American criminal regime. You've seen as the brother organized and demand for justice, black men and black women in general and individually. See, we have to understand. And it was very wise what you laid out, Brother Eugene, about the ideals of a warrior, about the concepts of a warrior. Well, you ain't got to pick up no book. Look no further than Brother Ozone. Look no further than the brothers and sisters in the new Black Panther Party who are on the ground right now. Black power. Black power. Some of us say black love. But black love is not, you know, to ignore. Or black love is not to be counted. We had it up to here. For all of the nigga shit that surrounds, you know, many of our people who declare that they conscious, you say that you free, and your name is something, 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 one African name after the other, you know them long ones, or you dress in African garb, or you speak a little Swahili, we don't give a goddamn. What is the worth of the work that is being done by black people on the ground? What is the spirit of the ancestors? You just talk about them? Some of us to even use the name of our ancestors to back up when we know that what we are doing goes against the moral principle of being African-centered, and we'll use the name of the ancestors to verify it and to dignify it, like the white man uses the white Jesus and white everything to attempt to mentally cause genocide and menticide and physical murder? No, you will not trade in so-called white supremacy for neocolonialist niggas who wear BDU uniforms. When the time comes, get out on the front line that doesn't go away when the goddamn sun sets. It doesn't come back when your alarm goes off. The front line is existent because of the legacy of our freedom fighters. But what ends up happening many times? Let's just be real about this, because everybody wants to live in some romanticized-ass idea of what revolution is. You wanna just rumor and gossip about what you think may be happening with ozone, what you thought may have happened with ozone. We're telling you what is happening right now from reports coming directly from the mouth of our brother. He is living. This is not a livelihood. He has been kidnapped as a free black. No, first, he had been harassed. He had been targeted. He had been singled out because he is a strong young black man who is standing up for his freedom and independence. And he doesn't just do it as an individual, but does it for the whole black nation. Many of us don't get that or don't understand the pressure when we look around and see many times the condition that we've been put in, but then when we see the response of the condition that we've been put in, we see how ignorant some of us have become. Some of us have become. Then we say and we feel and we see how that pressure is. But we like the pressure. We like the fire of the fight here in the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, under our national chairwoman, Sister Crystal Muhammad, and that is why you have never seen us take a step back, turn heel, or about face. Seriously. Because it is no joke, it's no game, it's no clout chasing dream. We ain't playing, man. Real black people who are making a sacrifice to fight for their freedom and liberation. Many times, too often, we see that not only are they harassed like Brother Ozone was harassed leading up to what we seen as a violation of federal, state, national, and every other law that pertains to the civil, social, and human rights of a free man, of a free black man in this nation. Brother Ozone does not belong to these pigs that belong to America, but yet and still he was harassed. Yet still he was monitored. Why? Because it is you are looked at as a threat. Just being born melanated, being born with that triple alpha black, being born with the great wisdom of that which has been demonized. And when we say the dark side, you start shaking. But when we say the dark side, we're talking about that tone, that setting before the divine utterance that continues on to this day, and for that which we call the unseen of the spiritual. Get with it. Of a people who know spirituality because we created it. We see that exuded from Brother Ozone when he calls himself the Son of God, when he talks about the Most High, when the brother is dressed in his spiritual belief, when he's dressed in the fringes. And if you know about, you know, those who prescribe to that spiritual belief, of the hundreds of thousands, if not millions, that we have created, there is no hang up on us with our comrades' spiritual belief, whether we are with that spiritual system or not. See, because that does not matter. Simply the fact that he talks in such high regard to his recognition and his guidance from the Most High, and he shows that through his love that he then manifests onto his children and his family and the great black people who he have helped and will continue to help. We're not talking about our brother as if he is some forgotten thought of 2 hours ago. Hell no. Nah. In fact, right now, you need to call the DeKalb County Jail because these wicked devils think, and these crackers think that they can play with the lives of our freedom fighters. And in this day, we got to draw the goddamn line. You're not going to lie on our brother, defame our brother, steal our brother from his family, and then you have the nerve to have our brother in conditions where he is. We demand that brother Ozone, and you need to call right now. Call the DeKalb County Jail 404-298-8145, 404-298-8145, and demand that Brother Ozone be moved out of the psych ward because there's nothing wrong with him. He is not psychotic and done got no damn psychosis. We're talking about a brother who has organized great demonstration for justice, who his intelligence level is shown through his ability to lead and wise generalship. Stop playing with us, white man, and quit playing with the lives of our warriors, black people, because it's not a game. Our lives are on the line. Straight up. Brother Ozone's life is on the line. Straight up. Demand that he be moved from the psych ward. Demand that he gets a proper bedding, mattress, cot to sleep on. Because he's being forced to sleep there when he would much rather be sleeping at home with his family and his loved ones. But because of this wicked nation and because of they are attempting, speaking of the damn devil, because they are attempting to try to put fear into our people, and we know they can't do that to us. We know y'all not going to go for this. Call them and demand that he be moved from the psych ward. Demand that he gets a proper cot to sleep on. Demand that he gets a working restroom area toilet that is not filled with pee and shit. I'm going to cut no damn words. It's piss and shit. And it's clogging up the toilet. So the brother is not able to relieve himself. And he already has intestinal issues and problems in that area, your stomach, your spleen, you know, the core. He's having issues due to being hit on a motorcycle by a damn 18-wheeler truck and surviving it, and he has the scars to prove it. And we understand that these damn devils have seen those scars. We know that they know the history of our brother because we know that they've been all over him since as he has been rising into his nationhood and has shown that his presence is so powerful. We're seeing black people all over, you know, with you, the internet and the social media that is used for foolishness. We're also seeing many black people who don't know Brother Ozone. They're saying to hell with this. This ain't right. But we ask you, what is the worth of your word? Because the brother's life is on the line. And you cannot put a price on the head of the African because we are the most valuable human resource on this earth. We are the most valuable spiritual resource on this earth. You can't put no price to us. So what is the worth of your words? Are your words backed by action? Are you so sad and so hurt and it's just so heartfelt for you? That does not help anybody. Tears don't solve the goddamn problem. And feeling bad ain't going to help no damn body. No, we have to go to justice4ozone.com. We have moved past what you think you should do or what you may do. Stop lying to yourself. Just be straight up with it. Either you're going to do it or you ain't going to do it. Go to justice4ozone.com and donate to this great battle that our brother is facing. And man, this is when we reporting this. You know, many people y'all listening here expecting some fucking show. But we are reporting the real reality of what's happening in this nation every single day. And this, what we're seeing as an escalation of political warfare, of genocide and ethnic cleansing. Every time America, they always use us as their burden bearer. And that is what they're trying to do with Brother Ozone. We don't give a damn about what happens to no crackers or no niggas when they decide to be slave catchers in our communities. Could give two shits. We don't care. They don't care about us. We don't give a damn about them. They kill and murder our people and never spend a damn day in jail. And a brother who is being put on chucked up charges of something he has allegedly did that they think or assume that he has done, and there have been no proper investigation to prove these things, and they have been openly lying about details in the case, we don't believe it. So you can't run that one on us. It's not going to work. See, that's why we have to nail this thing in. That's why we're going to go live after this broadcast. We are being powered by the energy of the fight, by the fire of the fight right now. That's what's driving us right now, because we know that it has to be done. I'm going to thank Brother Eugene for coming on to this broadcast and giving us the updates on the African, the Industrial Revolution, and the African diaspora. And we want to say this. We have said it time and time again. We have got to build our own nation. And when we look at what they're doing to Brother Ozone, we look at what they have done to political prisoners in this nation, Black Panther political prisoners, Black Nation warriors and freedom fighters. We recognize that there is little to no justice that is dealt out by this criminal justice system. As we move forward, and we recognize Brother Ozone as being a pillar of that moving forward, as not being a statistic in the war that they have waged against us, this brother will come out of these hell cells. He will be removed from these concentration camps, and he will be back with his family. But that is going to come by the will of the people. So stop your snotting, stop your crying and sniffling and bitching and whining and complaining, and do something. Do something for the people. Do something for your own people. Many of us don't even recognize that there are freedom fighting right in our midst. Watch this shit on the news, and you even may agree with these goddamn pigs. You ain't going to last long in the days of Armageddon, in the days of the apocalypse. You won't last long. If we can't see that the same as they are doing to Black people, and they are kidnapping and framing them and putting false charges on them and holding them inside of these concentration camps, these jails and prisons, you know, under inhumane conditions, wicked conditions, you know, because they want to break the will of our freedom fighters. But how can that even be possible if the Black nation stands behind those that stand with them? That's if you realize that it's happening. Give a damn about your consciousness if there's no work behind it. Don't care how many books you read or what you may think. It is what can be proven. And it is none of what has been alleged by the pig have been proven against our brother. None of them. It is a clear attempt to try to defame Bad Jacket and try to use our comrade as a pawn in a scheme to put a culture of fear against us standing up for ourselves. We know we're not going to let that happen. You know where you need to go to get on the front line with the freedom fighters who carry out the real missions for freedom and liberation. Go to our national website. Join the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, mbpp.org. That's right. Do it right now. Right? Send a donation to the fight of Brother Ozone at Justice for Ozone, the number 4ozone.com. And we will tell everybody this, you know, the work that is done by the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, we want our family to know that it is a work that comes from collective work and responsibility. And it comes from us putting the hard-earned money from our pocket and the scrapping and scraping up that we do as we live under continuous economic exploitation in this nation, and we put our coins together, and we get on a roll, and we make shit happen. We need the support of the people. We demand the support of the people. God damn it, because time is up. Time is up. for you guessing and wondering, for us to guess and wonder on what we're going to do to free ourselves and free our brothers and sisters. Well, we're giving the solutions right now. Join a new Black Panther Party. Stand up for Brother Ozone. Make a stand you never thought you'd make before. Come into a level of consciousness where your mind matches the movement in your body and stop playing with our lives. Love our comrades. We love all our comrades. It must be the response of Black people. If we look at them continue to attempt to do what they're doing to Ozone, we know that it will not happen because we're going to back our brother all the way. This is our comrade. Don't get it twisted. You know, and again, I thank you, Brother Eugene, for what you laid out. You know what I'm saying? I want to thank all the comrades who are on the ground, the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, who continue to make the sacrifice. Nobody said this shit was going to be easy. Ain't no such thing as an easy victory. Don't come that way. We got a fight on our hands, family. So I want to go back to you, Brother Eugene. You know, as we, you know, move into the closing portions of this broadcast, I want to remind everybody that an hour after this broadcast, we'll be live on YouTube. We'll have a simulcast along with Brother Boss Talk and Brother OC the Great, OC the Great TV, Boss Talk TV. We will continue to give the updates as we continue our fight in the demand for freedom and justice for Brother Ozone. Black power, Brother Eugene.
Yeah, word up, brother. Yeah, very powerful words there, Brother. We thank you for that. And, yeah, we are the blessed people here. You know, we talk about Brother Ozone being locked up in the psych ward right now, and what they're trying to figure out is how radicalized is he right now? Is he an extremist? We talked about the psychological effects of colonialization and slavery and the change that we have on our minds, the confusion of being a Black person, sometimes the confusion of being African, sometimes ashamed of being a Black man, a Black woman, and sometimes being known as an African, breaking the mental bondage. We are one united African peoples. We are one united Africa. Yeah, so we're going to give a big shout out to Dr. Erikanna Churumbera-Kwa. She's been working on the Wakanda City Project in Ghana. As we mentioned in previous broadcasts, the sister has signed an agreement with the nation of Ghana to build this magnificent city. And so for those of you who are interested, you should reach out to our Afro Diaspora Development Institute, ADDI, at ouradddi.org. Get yourself and your business registered so that you can take part in obtaining business and contracting opportunities on the mother continent of Africa. We are preparing ourselves for the Great Exodus. African people worldwide living in Babylonian nations have begun to see themselves at the forefront of the door of return. African people returning to Africa, making Africa great again. So reach out to the Afro Diaspora Development Institute. That's at www.afrodiaspora.org.
Over to my mic. We are being shot at right now. We are being shot at. Come off of mute, get Eugene off of mute. Eugene won't stop talking. My mic is not open. We are being shot at right now. They are shooting outside of the house where we're at. Automatic rifles left and right. Live. Right here in the New Black Panther Party. Y'all want some shit? All right. You think it's a motherfucking purge? This ain't no fucking game. They are shooting at our house now. We being shot at. Round after round after round after round. Right now. Right now. We are under motherfucking attack in Atlanta, Georgia. The new Black Panther Party for self-defense. Right now. We are under motherfucking fire.
Yeah, we just left the Cab County Jail. They so shook by our unit. The only ones not afraid to come and go step to the goddamn devil. As they have our brother, the political prisoner. They walked up on him at his house, minding his business in the car. He was not the aggressor. Everybody else been running, tucked their chair behind their motherfucking legs. He ain't send him no legal help. We had to come down and hire somebody tonight, today. Hit a job all the way from Texas. And to Hunker Bay got something to do with this. He do a show about Dr. Ali. Only don't hate him. Dr. Ali get arrested.
You do a show hating on Ozone. You try to get me arrested, you little bitch. All you bitch niggas. Y'all threatening us. Because we the ones on the battleground. Y'all trying to walk side by side with the cracker. You fake ass Martin Luther King with a gun, nigga. But we the only freedom fighters. We giving a field report about the inhumane conditions that Ozone is going through right now. And we just on the radio, and all of a sudden, every corner, every angle is just fire, fire. I'm talking about, this ain't no pistol shots. We hear high-fire rifle shots all around us. Ain't no fireworks. And all you hear right now is pigs. Pig siren, fireworks pig siren. And if it's going to be a third beat, it's going to be in self-motherfucking defense. They come across this motherfucking perimeter. Black power. Black power. Called to DeKalb County. You're not getting us off subject. Everybody calls down to the DeKalb. D-E-K-A-L-B County Jail in Decatur, Georgia, and demand that Othel, O-T-H-A-L, Wallace, Othel Wallace, our brother Ozone, is put in a humane cell. He's not psychotic. If you want to put him in isolation, put him in isolation with a bed, with a cot, not on the concrete. No blanket, cold, feces and shit to the top of the toilet. Lights, cameras and light, body cam. Yeah. Pigs surrounding us now. Pigs. Okay. We're going to start our live on YouTube a little bit early for the new Black Panther Party. We live on Instagram right now. On video. They coming here? They here? www.justice4ozone.com. We still need funding for the attorney, the money that was raised. We've only got, as of today, we got $450. You coming back here? That's your B coming here? It's the pig? Get down, boy. Down. Down. Justice for Ozone, the number four. Get the word out. The new Black Panther Party, the Stephen Panther, the Sister Chris Muhammad. If it's surrounded by gunfire. What the fuck is this firing out?
You gave me 30.
Listen to me, baby. Don't say it. Don't say a thing. We have been surrounded by fire. They've been shooting all around us while we was on the show. High power rifles going out. It's a situation. We got a current situation. We live. The phone is about to hang up. We are live. We are under fire.
call them reinforcements.
Black power.
Black power.
What kind of vehicle is it? What kind of SUV? So anyway, as y'all will see when we go live, they bought out everybody. They bought out the ambulance, the fire truck, the helicopter. So many pig units came out just for us. As we sent an attorney in to go check on our brother to give the truth. While the white man's media been lying. And niggas claiming that they got our comrades back, shaking in the booth, pulling people out of uniform, telling them don't post online, don't say nothing. Want us to be giving and doing all the work, and they giving a report like they in motherfucking charge. Freedom, freedom to ozone. Death, death to the enemy. Freedom, freedom for black people. Death, death to white, so-called white supremacy. On this night, July the 1st, 2021, we came up to Atlanta from Texas, Louisiana to go check on our comrade from Florida. You heard me? A people's investigation. We're not relying on whitey media, what the crackers say. You should be ashamed of yourself that you hiding under the bed. Take your pictures down. You don't want to say no Black Panther nothing. But we are proud Black Panther, the new Black Panther part of self-defense. The war ain't over. We on a battlefield. Y'all stuck in the 60s and 70s. It ain't never stopped. And we still say free our political prisoners of the Black Panther Nation. Free Jameel Aleem. Free Jalil Hakeem. Free Mumia. Free Mutulu. Free Veronza. Free Gary Tyler. I don't want to miss nobody. Free all of the political prisoners of the Black Liberation Movement. They're trying to make us something in here. I'm not trying to make us. We are really hard. You're going to paint a picture. This is real. You got a bitch-ass nigga sitting in the basement trying to talk shit about the only people that's standing up for ozone. While your little fucking circus midget head ass wearing hiding in the basement. You Ringling and Barnum Bailey ass, the Hawker Bay, hating on the freedom fighters in the battlefield. Are you hiding in your basement? Talking about you a carpenter and you your whole home and perimeter dilapidated, just like your mind is dilapidated. You talked about Dr. Ali because he wouldn't come on your show because he was focused on his son. And then you're going to try to get mad at me. What you say? Helicopter? Get a bird. You seen all these black coons they sent after us. Niggas coming, they going to do something to me. They going to do something to you, and if we show up, you hoes that say shit. The black power, like you ought to say. On time, y'all tough. We all huddled up deep. We always on the battlefield. Constantly. Check our motherfucking track record. NBPB.org. Not no motherfucking customer service. Bitch, this ain't GoDaddy. Goofy ass niggas. Why they ain't surrounding y'all house right now? With helicopters. And wrong. Because your bitch ass is working with them. Because you're paying them to march you in and out. Making sure you don't go to jail because you didn't pay the police to be your escort. Fuck what y'all talking about. We don't fuck with the police. We don't fuck with coons. We stand up for black people, for us, by us. Because of this, we're targeted. That's why last night we played Asada, Huey, Kwame Ture, and Emilio Jamil, who was fraudulently framed in Georgia, but put in a for a state charge, but put in a federal jail like he's trying to do. Ozone, the feds been following him. His ratting ass wife been ratting on him to the feds. They've been arresting him. It wasn't no random stop. It was an assassination attempt that went wrong on the behalf of the pig. Because a cracker run up on you, I mean, I don't care if they got a fucking badge on, a Klan hat on, a fucking suit, a fucking coverall, a wipey, the t-shirt. They don't have the right to murder our children, our men, our women, the elders. Why the hell all the money need to be raised for Ozone? Y'all saw what happened. Out of all the people that appears to be murdered. I can't believe this show's still on. He passed the 40 normal clinics off 5 minutes ago. Even Blog Talk want to see what's going on. What's going on? It's a real life black camp, black liberation, freedom fighting, boots on the ground, battlefield, field report in America, KKK. What y'all trying to hide? We know that report from Ozone to date. Today. Well, y'all flying around y'all helicopters, everybody while we outside, the attorney was in there getting the fact. And they are treating our brother inhumanely. They're trying to kill him in the Cass County Jail right now. He needs the proper medical attention and the proper quarters. You, America, DeKalb County, state of Georgia, in violation of human rights conditions, of the human rights of the planet Earth. Yeah, in violation of this Constitution of the United States of America. Cruel and inhumane treatment. Torture. Y'all thought you didn't have nobody. Y'all thought you didn't hear another day and wasn't nobody going to see after them because y'all heard that we had so many bitch niggas crawl on their motherfucking belly, slithering, not even as a snake, as fucking worms. But here we are. The revolution not going to be televised. I guess it's going to be on Blog Talk tonight. Shit. All right, we can't even motherfucking go to sleep. We've been outed. We've been spotted. God damn. Who could have wrote this motherfucker? Everybody make sure you got an extra clip right now. Come on. One by one, get extra, get every clip it is. Come get every clip.
All right, here's
one by one. First one, need a clip. Come get it now.
Sister Christmas,
yes, sir, Eugene.
Hey, so how is the atmosphere looking outside of your perimeter?
Hostile. We are in a hostile situation. We are at the location where we were at for the night. We're doing a show. All of us over here. Shot after shot all around us. We are now under siege. That's how it looks.
brothers and sisters, definitely stay safe down there. We want to see you come out alive. And if there's anything that the that we can do out here outside the perimeter.
Right now, what y'all need to do is y'all need to call DeKalb County on Ozone. Then y'all need to be calling Atlanta and find out why are the Black Panthers being shot at. Cut to the drop.
Word
to contribute to the fund for Ozone, go to www.justice4ozone. O-Z-E. It clips up on the thing to clip. The clips are already loaded.
Okay, sister, tell us a little bit about your location so we can definitely relay that to the community where you are as well.
Okay.
That's
exactly it. This is for
what's your GPS system so I can relay that to the community?
But I'm not going to say it on the radio. We're not going to see you. We're not going to call you. We're not going to call you. Somebody go live. Somebody go. Make sure your mic is open. Start making the call.
Yeah, I'm still here, sister. I'm listening in.
Whose phone is open on the show right now? Not me. Whose phone is open on the show?
Hey, hey. Somebody did the show. What's your order, sister? So we may have to send it to back up.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. My line is still open. Hold on. Hold on. The comrades in ATL, we need a welfare check. The comrades in ATL need to be calling the other comrades in ATL. The NVPP comrades in ATL need to be calling the other comrades and let them know that we are under siege. They're trying to scare everybody out.
Remain strong, sister. They just trying to scare you out there. That's all it is.
Yeah, they're not scaring us. They're trying to scare us. Okay. Call the brother. You know we at. We live. They still got us on the air. Call the brother where we're at and let him know what's going on. I'm about to send you his number if you don't have it.
Okay.
And y'all need to link up somewhere and come
okay.
And do the perimeter.
Send me
the
number. Send me the number.
Black Power.
I'm still in the area. Black Power.
They trying to scare the people. You know what?
They can't scare the people.
Y'all got some basic people. You are dealing with a new breed freedom fighter. This is what y'all think y'all were going to do. We still going live. We still, somebody call me. Who can call me? No, who can't call me? Who can call me? Who was in? They can't hear me.
Okay, take over.
Right now, we're right back to Guardian. Here in Atlanta, we have shots fired at us from all directions of the residence that we're in. This is what's happening right now. This is happening right now. And this radio broadcast is still going. This is what we've been talking about. Exactly. This is what we've been training for. We're not backing down from these motherfuckers. They want to try to pull some bullshit.
Stay strong, comrades. Black power.
Black power.
Yeah, so, all right. This is the enemy's tactic. Lord have mercy. Y'all are desperate. We was right there at the motherfucking Cab County Sheriff's Office in broad damn daylight doing business hours. You didn't bother any all the King's horses and all the King's men. You didn't bother the helicopters, ambulance, the fire truck. We got footage on top of footage. We didn't say anything to y'all. We did not disturb y'all. We did our press conference with the Black Nation for Ozone. Who's like this? They sent people out to talk, and we didn't talk, and we don't talk to the police. They went and took their head.